This life is like a flower, soon its beauty fades away. And like a tiny paper, I'm here for such a day. I'll be planted in some graveyard, but thank God that's not the end.
Today, at this time, we are only going to be reading one verse of Scripture, that being John chapter 5 and verse number 43. Here we find that the Lord Jesus said this, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Heavenly Father, I pray that as I bring this message today, you will speak to me and speak through me. I pray that you'll honor thy word and save the soul that is nearest eternity without Christ. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We believe that the Word of God declares that the rapture of the saints of God is the next event on God's prophetic calendar. The rapture has to do with the first phase of the second coming of Jesus Christ. The rapture refers to the time that the Lord Jesus is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then following the removal of the saints, Daniel's 70th week will begin. And it is at this time that the Antichrist will be revealed. The Antichrist will be revealed at the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, or in other words, the tribulation period. Now, my friend, the Antichrist will be the devil's counterfeit Christ. This false Christ will counterfeit the true Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, in at least 22 different ways. And it's during this series that we want to deal with the counterfeit Christ in relation to His name. The counterfeit Christ in relation to His name. But before that we begin dealing with some of the names and titles that is applied to this counterfeit Christ in the Scriptures, there are some things that we need to say by way of introduction. My friend, the Holy Spirit in the Word of God distinguishes between the Lord's Christ and the devil's Christ. In Luke chapter 2 and verse number 26, the Bible speaks about the Lord's Christ. But in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 18, the Bible speaks about the devil's Christ. So we find that the Holy Spirit in the Word of God distinguishes between the Lord's Christ and the devil's Christ. And my friend, right here, I want to say this. Today, one must be careful to understand which Christ is spoken of. Oh, yes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and in verses 3 and 4, the Word of God says this. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Now, my friend, we find that here in this passage, Paul warned about those who preach another Jesus and another gospel by another spirit. Oh, yes. Now, in connection with the terms another gospel and another spirit, we could say much. But right here, I want to point out the fact that Paul used the term another Jesus. Here in verse number 4, we find once again that Paul said this, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached. Here we find that Paul use the term another Jesus. Listen, my friend, we need to be so careful today concerning this matter. God's Christ is not the Christ of Christian Science. God's Christ is not the Christ of Jehovah's Witnesses, or in reality, the devil's witnesses. God's Christ is not the Christ of Mormonism, which lately has been going by the name Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ. My friend, notice they use the name of Jesus Christ. They do this because in this day of religion, the name Jesus Christ goes over big. Today, many are deceived into thinking as long as Jesus Christ is mentioned or when His name is used, it must be all right. Many are deceived. So we find that God's Christ is not the Christ of Christian Science. God's Christ is not the Christ of Jehovah's Witnesses. God's Christ is not the Christ of Mormonism. God's Christ is not the Christ of the charismatic movement. God's Christ is not the Christ of the rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar. So we find, my friend, that one must be careful to understand which Christ is spoken of. Now, there are two things that an individual needs to be aware of in connection with Satan. First, there is the satanic motive. The satanic motive. This can be seen as we read three passages of Scripture. The first passage is Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 5. Here the serpent, speaking to the woman in the garden, said this: "For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." I want you to notice carefully that here the serpent said, "And ye shall be as gods." The second passage is Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 14. We find that this passage of Scripture has to do with Lucifer. Lucifer sinned and rebelled against God and became who we know today as the devil. Here in Isaiah 14:14, we find that Lucifer said this: "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." I want you to notice carefully that here Lucifer said, "I will be like the Most High." The third passage is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in verses 13 through 15. Here we find that the Word of God says this: "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." I want you to notice carefully that here in verse number 15, the Word of God says, "Be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." My friend, these three passages of Scripture tells us that the satanic motive is to be like God. To be like God. The satanic motive is to be like God. Yet, neither Satan nor man can become God. In Genesis chapter 3 and in verse number 5, the Word of God says, "And ye shall be as." Notice the word "as" very closely. "And ye shall be as gods." In Isaiah 14:14, Lucifer said, "I will be like." Notice closely the word "like." "I will be like the Most High." In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and in verse number 15, the Word of God says, "Be transformed as." Notice closely the word "as." "Be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." My friend, the words "as" and "like" in these passages of Scripture tells us that neither Satan nor man can become God. at best, the master deceiver can produce a mere likeness. A mere likeness. And my friend, this brings us to the second thing. First, there is the satanic motive. Second, there is the satanic method. The satanic method. And of course, this involves the matter of counterfeiting. Counterfeiting. My friend, Satan is an imitator, not an innovator. He is an imitator. Much of his success in deceiving people is due to his marvelous skill in counterfeiting the things of God. Oh, yes. Satan counterfeits the things of God at as many points as possible. The following list will make this very clear. In Matthew chapter 13 and in verse number 24, Jesus Christ sows good seed. But in verse number 25 of that chapter, we find that Satan sows tares. And my friend, right here I want to say that the word tares in this passage of Scripture has to do with imitation wheat. Imitation wheat. I know that in the Revised Standard Version, or the RSV, which is one of the devil's perversions, they have changed the word here and made it read weeds. Weeds. My friend, this destroys the sense of the parable. By doing this, the RSV has produced a devil that doesn't have enough sense to fool anyone. Oh, yes. Not only that, but in Matthew chapter 13 and in verse number 38, we read of the children of God. But also in that verse, we read of the children of the wicked one. In Philippians chapter 2 and in verse number 13, the Scriptures tell us that God works in His children. Then, in Ephesians chapter 2, the Scriptures tell us that Satan works in his children. My friend, Satan is a counterfeiter. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read of the gospel of God. In Galatians chapter 1, we read of Satan's gospel. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus Christ appointed apostles. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Word of God tells us that Satan has apostles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Bible speaks of the deep things of God. But then in Revelation chapter 2, the Bible speaks of the depths of Satan. In Revelation chapter 7, the Word of God tells us that during the tribulation period, God is going to see to it that 144,000 of His servants is sealed in the forehead. Then in Revelation chapter 13, the Word of God tells us that during the tribulation period, Satan will have his followers sealed in their forehead and right hand. In John chapter 4, the Word of God tells us that the Father seeks worshipers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. But in Revelation chapter 13, the Word of God tells us that Satan seeks worshipers. in Matthew chapter 4 and in verses 4, 7, and 10, Jesus Christ quoted Scripture. But my friend, in the same chapter, in verse number 6, we find the devil, with a Bible under his arm. In John chapter 8, Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Word of God tells us that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. In Revelation chapter 5, Jesus Christ is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, the devil is referred to as a roaring lion. In Matthew chapter 24, we read of Jesus Christ and his angels. But in Matthew 25, we read of the devil and his angels. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus Christ is connected with a throne. In Revelation chapter 2, the Word of God tells us that the devil also has his seat. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. In Revelation chapter 2, we read of the synagogue of Satan. In John chapter 15, we find that the Lord has his vine. But in Revelation chapter 14, we also find that Satan has his vine. In Revelation chapters 21 and 22, we find that Jesus Christ is mentioned in connection with a city, that being the New Jerusalem. But in Revelation chapters 17 and 18, we find that Satan is also mentioned in connection with a city, that being Babylon. In John chapter 3, we read of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son. But in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read of the Son of Perdition. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15, Jesus Christ is referred to as the seed of the woman. But in the same verse, we also read of the seed of the serpent. In the Bible, we read of the Holy Trinity. This is found in Matthew chapter number 3. But also in the Bible, we read of the evil Trinity. This is found in Revelation chapter 16. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Bible speaks of the Lord's table. But also in the same chapter, the Bible speaks of the table of devils. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Bible speaks of the Lord's cup. But also in the same chapter, the Bible speaks of the cup of devils. In Revelation chapter 19, Jesus Christ is called the King of Kings. But in Job chapter 41, the devil is also called a king. The word Christ, as in Jesus Christ, means anointed. And in Ezekiel chapter 28, Lucifer is called the anointed cherub. In the Scriptures, we read of Christ's kingdom. In the Scriptures, we also read of the devil's kingdom. In Hebrews chapter 10, Jesus Christ is the eternal sacrifice. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we read about sacrificing to devils. In Isaiah chapter 9, Jesus Christ is called the Prince of Peace. But in John chapter 14, the devil is also called a prince. In John chapter 20, Thomas said to Jesus Christ, "My Lord and my God." In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Satan is labeled as the God of this world. My friend, by all of this, we can clearly see that the devil is a counterfeiter. He counterfeits the things of God at as many points as possible. Now that's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, "The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name." You listen to the broadcast next week, and if the Lord allows, we will bring the second part of this message. But in closing today, I want to say this. My friend, we are living in a time of falsehood. People today make falsehoods. They speak falsehoods. They print falsehoods. They eat falsehoods. They believe falsehoods. They drink falsehoods. They wear falsehoods. They act falsehoods. They live falsehoods. We're living in a day of falsehoods. It's been said that half of all that the eye can see and that the hand can touch is a hash of untruth. It's counterfeit. As you listen to this broadcast today, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Jesus Christ in John 14 said, "I am the way, the truth, the truth, and the life." Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If not, I'd ask you to bow your head and from your heart, exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon God and ask Him to save you. And He will. And you'll know it. Thank you.
I have read how He said, "Let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a way. Streets of gold, it's all pearl, and its walls are all jasper. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace."
You've been listening to the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Join us again next week for the Back to Calvary program.
Forever thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.